Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A race of Wienermobiles?
Yes.
Yes. Who isn't?
Had you heard of that story before?
No.
No?
Are they going to hot rod them up, or are they just like standard Wienermobiles?
As Jeremy was reading that, Gator was like, that sounds like fun. Are they going to...
They're
going to
tip,
are they right? They're going to be on the track at Indy?
And it sounds like it, doesn't it? Can those things handle the bank?
I don't think Indy has a huge bank.
No?
No. I don't think it's insane, but I would hope that they've thought this one through. If they all hit the first turn and they all just topple over.
Epic fail.
Yeah.
And yet completely worth it.
What's the banking at Indianapolis Motor Speedway? 9.2 degrees in its four turns.
That doesn't sound like too much.
No.
I would hope that these things are souped up. Like that they get like IndyCar mechanics working on these things. You know, the normal Wienermobile goes 0 to 60 in 28 seconds, and this Wienermobile goes 0 to 60 in 8 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, just let's go. Let's have a race, fellas.
So, what I say, 9% at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
9 degrees.
Yeah, it's 18% at Michigan International Speedway.
18 degrees.
It's 31 degrees. Sorry, degrees, yes. 31 degrees at Daytona.
Wow. Wow. Yep. I did not know that.
Yep.
It's that much different than MIS.
Yes.
Wow. And MIS is that much different than Indy.
At Talladega.
Here we go.
It's 33 degrees.
Oh, my.
So... Yeah, dude. Those Wienermobiles might struggle at Talladega.
That's why you got to do it at Indy. You can't pull this off at Talladega.
They actually put 6 Wienermobiles at the start-finish line at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and have them race for 1 lap.
I want 10 laps. You don't have to go too many, right? But
dude, 10 laps might take forever.
10 minutes or more than 10 minutes.
How fast do you think these things go?
And that's what I'm saying. We'll get the mechanics on and let's work this.
They're not going to go much faster than like probably like 60 miles an hour. It's a 2.5 mile oval.
Okay, so if you're 2.5 miles, obviously it's longer than that. Yeah. So, okay, well, you want this to be more than a 10-minute race, right? Like a half an hour race, an
I'm
hour
not
race.
Sure we need anything
it's
more than...
It's a made-for-TV event.
We only need 1 lap, man. Only need 1 lap.
What if you get the Puma Karen in the back of a car? And the chase, remember from Talladega Nights.
Oh.
Shut up, Karen. Get Karen in the back of one of those cars in a Wienermobile.
Sure. What the hell?
You could have a dachshund pageant, the whole thing. I love this idea.
Do you? All right. Well, you're going to get your dream.
Hot dogs all throughout the day.
Are they going to have like, actually, you know, this is Joseph Newgarden is driving this one. And
I hope so.
Like actual IndyCar drivers.
Who's the guy? Rosen Penis? What was the guy's name?
Rosen Schwartz.
Rosen Schwartz, sorry. Bob, Robert Rosen, Rosen
Robert
Schwartz.
Rosen Schwartz. Is that, I don't even know if that's his name. I know it's not. I know what it's not.
Dr. Rosen Rosen. I forget what his name is. But yeah, have that guy. Sure.
Yeah.
Can we get a Foyt? Can a Foyt run this?
Get a Foyt and Andretti.
Andretti.
Yep. Let's go. Sneva. Give me a Sneva.
Give me a Sneva, sure. Yeah.
Sneva driving one of those things. Hell yeah. We'll have to get the details on this now because I have a feeling Gator is now vastly more interested in what's going to happen at the Indy 500.
I am. I'm more interested in the Wienermobile race than I am in the Indy 500. Yes, without question.
All right, so we got some Tiger news. Starts with this. Caputo actually is the one I saw tweeted out that Jake Rogers is going to start tonight's game in St. Louis. He is back and he will be catching for Turk Skubal, which is kind of what he does. So he is back. There's other news, though, right?
Parker Meadows.
Parker Meadows. Yep.
He's going to start his rehab assignment tonight in Toledo. So today is the 20th. They said the earliest he can come back because of the injured list would be May 24th.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if 4 games is going to be enough for him or not. But it sounds like they're getting him back soon, barring any setbacks. Let's hope there are no setbacks. But let's hope that Parker Meadows is going to be able to hit.
Yep.
And doesn't need too much time to ramp it up. But that would be great to get him back. And by the way, Tomas Nieto is likely the one to be sent down.
Yeah.
For Jake Rogers, if it hasn't happened already.
Wait, they're going to call up a catcher and send down a pitcher?
Right.
I'm joking because last night he got 5 outs on 9 pitches.
This is a guy that we haven't even really had a chance to talk about, Nieto, and what he has done for this team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all this guy did in 35 at-bats was hit 343. He hit 343 and then tossed 1 2/3 perfect innings of baseball. And he's going to get sent down, and rightfully so, because, you know, Jake Rogers is typically the everyday catcher, but Dylan Dingler has been hitting so well that you can see a pretty even split between what Dingler's going to get and what Jake Rogers gets, more so than Dingler and Tomas Nieto. But Tomas Nieto did a really nice job for the Tigers in a very short amount of time. Only played in 10 games this year, but his presence was felt.
So, remember I said yesterday it feels like winning is contagious, and guys just make plays, attention to detail, everything's heightened. When you're on a good team, and it's been a long time, it feels like, since the Tigers were a good team, it's a reminder of how winning begets winning. And suddenly Tomas Nieto, of all people, are making plays for you, right?
Yeah.
So
games he played, the Tigers were 6-4.
Is that right?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, 6-4.
All right, well, good. Good for Tomas Nieto, but thank you for your service. But this goes back to the whole 40-man roster thing.
7-4.
7-4?
Yeah, but it's, yeah.
Yeah, don't slight Nieto. Okay, well, that's good news. Something to pay attention to. The bad news was that Reese Olson actually got put on the 15-day injured list. They suspect he'll miss 2 starts. There's not a belief that this injury to his ring finger is going to be serious, but I mean, if you told me back when we first heard about Parker Meadows' injury that we'd be into mid to late May before he was starting a rehab assignment, because that whole injury was weird.
Yeah.
This one said he said it felt like a cramp in his finger.
Yeah, my first thought was, I hope it's not that with trigger finger, whatever it is. That, remember Evan had that a few years ago?
Yep.
And that took, I think, a couple months for that to clear up. This doesn't sound like that's the case. I mean, they're really kind of playing it off like, well, we decided to put him on the list because we don't have a day off. Until the 29th, so we're going to need that spot. If he's going to miss 1 start, we might as well keep him out for longer than that. And I get that. Now, the other good news was what you mentioned earlier in the show, that Casey Mize pitched yesterday at Comerica Park to a handful of guys that were rehabbing, Wenzel Perez and Jake Rogers and Matt Vierling and Parker Meadows, and threw a 5-inning simulated game. So that kind of tells me that he's ready to go, but he's going to have to sit out the rest of his time as he waits to come back from the injured list. But that was another one we were worried. Is this a long-term thing like the hamstring last year, or is this just a tweak? Apparently it's a tweak, like he said. Let's hope that he can stay on the roster the rest of the season.
So an official press release here says that Oscar Mayer, the Wienermobiles, will make their racing debut at Indianapolis Motor Speedway during Carb Day on Friday. So it sounds like they're racing around the track.
Carb Day? What is that? Like nothing but pasta?
I think it's Carburation Day is what it's
short. Oh, I was thinking like buns.
Yeah.
Right?
Oversized buns, foot-long dogs.
Uh-huh. I mean,
I could be wrong.
French fries.
I don't think it's...
Chili fries.
Ooh.
Chili cheese fries.
Ooh. Is Detroit going to rep with a Coney dog in this race?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. What about for Doug? Is there a turkey dog?
It doesn't sound like it. So each...
Loaded baked potato.
Let me get you the whole details here, because if you didn't hear during the update, he did.
Carb Day sounds awesome.
It does sound great.
It doesn't stand for Carbohydrate Day, but the racers will represent the Chicago dog is the Midwest dog. Spoiler the New alert. York dog is the East dog. The Slaw dog is the Southeast dog.
Sure.
The Sonoran dog is the Southwest dog.
Yeah.
The Chili dog is the South dog. And the Seattle dog is the Northwest dog.
I'm sorry. Who gets the Chili dog? The South?
The South. The entire South.
It's different than a Coney, though, Gator. You know, Coney sauce is a little different.
So there's no Coney dog?
There's no Coney, huh? Well,
weak.
Detroit versus everybody again.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, we're not represented.
Well, it's all the dogs will have a little mustard, though, right? Because these are fast wieners.
It's true.
They're supposed to be fast wieners, yes. IMS is naming Oscar Mayer.
Seattle gets a dog. Is that what you said?
Seattle gets a dog.
Why?
Because I guess it's Seattle dog.
What's special about the Seattle?
I think it's cream cheese or something, Gator.
Oh.
They put like, I'm pretty sure it's cream cheese. Look, you can look it up. That's their dog. Well, how do they get a dog?
A hot dog served in a bun that is slathered with cream cheese and topped with grilled or caramelized onions.
Yep, there it is.
I'll try it.
It's a grungy dog.
I got to tell you that your hostility changed pretty quickly.
I like to try
it. He loves hot dogs.
Yeah, I love hot dogs.
It was in Dog Row.
Can you even try that?
Yeah, I like cream cheese.
Yeah.
I like onions.
To be fair, would you eat all these dogs?
I've had a slaw dog. They're fantastic. The Sonoran dog is like a... Isn't like the wrapped in bacon kind of hot dog that they make south of the border?
A hot dog wrapped in bacon is a popular street food in southern Arizona and northwestern Mexico.
Yeah, I'm down with that. So slaw dog, Sonora dog, you got the Seattle dog, and down with, did they say Chicago dog or not?
Chicago dog, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago's, there's a lot on there, but I do enjoy Chicago, I'm not going to lie. Did they say New York dog?
New York dog, yeah.
What's the New York dog?
Flops around a lot. Annoying fans.
Popular New York style hot dog features a grilled all beef frankfurter on a soft bun, typically topped with sauerkraut, onions, and spicy mustard.
I mean, it's fine. It's a hot dog. It's your basic hot dog, but it's not a Coney dog.
He's not impressed.
I mean, I'd have it. Yeah, it's all hot dogs. They're pretty good.
Okay. Well,
not the turkey dog though.
No, I don't even like turkey dogs. So,
and don't even get me started on a chicken dog, a chicken Frank. Those are the worst.
I would offer up a turkey dog.
Weird color.
They're both weird.
Yeah,
I've tried. If anybody tried, it was me. Some of those chicken sausages though aren't bad. If you get into
the bigger,
I can't think of the name of it. Al Fresco or something like that is the name of the brand. All right, Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize but focus on many different areas of the law. You wouldn't go to a doctor who specializes in all sorts of medicine. Why would you do that with your lawyer? Specialization really matters. Michigan Auto Law has the largest auto accident settlement and the largest truck accident settlement of any lawyer or law firm in Michigan. That's why I'd recommend Steve and his crew to a family member or a friend. If they were in need of a lawyer for an auto accident, Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. Gator story out of Chicago. You might find interesting.
City that blows?
A scary security scene at O'Hare International Airport. A DoorDash driver. A DoorDash driver made a couple of wrong turns and ended up on a runway.
Come on. Come on.
Yep.
He wasn't driving a Wienermobile, was he?
No.
Okay. How does this happen?
A source told CBS News Chicago that the delivery driver drove miles along the interior and restricted roads at O'Hare, potentially crossing runways, before someone spotted him from air traffic control tower. Chicago police confirmed the 36-year-old man was working as a delivery driver when he accidentally drove into an unauthorized secured area within O'Hare Airport. Police added that they conducted a preliminary investigation and deemed the delivery driver's actions a mistake and no charges or citations were filed. Okay. So I'm going to assume somebody working at the airport made a DoorDash order. And there was probably some employee entrance or some area that's not your typical passenger drop-off area that they tried to get this person to deliver the food to. And they screwed something up, and the next thing you knew, they were out driving around on the tarmac.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
An airport like O'Hare.
Yeah.
A giant hub like O'Hare.
Yep.
You shouldn't have DoorDash at O'Hare. There are a million different dining options at O'Hare. You don't need to bring more people from the outside of the airport into the airport area. And I'm waiting in 3, 2, 1 to hear the policy drop at O'Hare. O'Hare Airport has now decided there is no door dashing allowed.
I think you're probably right. Now, given there's plenty of people, it's not like everybody that works at the airport works near the food court. Right, there might be plenty of dining options, but if you're, you know, working in the baggage area, you might not have.
Or you're on a break.
You might not have the access to the food court that the normal passengers have.
I think there's a way.
Well, there's certainly something better than having a DoorDash driver drive out on the tarmac.
Yeah,
I'm sure it wasn't a passenger on a plane
that ordered the food.
Could really go for a Chicago dog right now.
I really could.
Portillo's, isn't that the place there? Get Portillo's delivered?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on.
They call it Pope-tillo's now.
Of course they do. I'm on Delta 713, seat 34A on my way to Miami, but I'd like a hot dog before I take off. Yeah, I don't know how this happened, but I'm going to guess worker, airport. Hey, before you get to this area, take a right on the service drive. I'll meet you at this door.
Well, I tell you, things have really been tough for the airports this year, huh? That MTV guy, Sean Duffy's really got, he's got his work cut out for him heading that hole.
Oh, I sleep well at night.
That hole. Yeah. God. What's the latest? Well, it wasn't bad enough that there was some weird ship that went into the Brooklyn Bridge yesterday. Now we've got this thing where somebody's driving around on at the airport at O'Hare, hitting the runways, looking to make a delivery because somebody, you know, wanted their Burger King.
That Brooklyn Bridge thing was wild. That doesn't feel like real life. Feels like a scene out of a movie.
Why are you trying to get under a bridge?
They weren't. They lost control of the boat, but but the people standing on the masts? I mean, the whole thing was
tragic because people have died.
Yes, it was insane. But anyway,
you got to feel for this driver, though. I mean, obviously he wasn't trying to get in the tarmac, but he's like looking at his, you know, whatever Google Maps or whatever he was using to get to this delivery. And he's like,
turn right in 100 feet.
I mean, have you been there? Like, I just went to Florida for spring break, right? And I'm not familiar with Florida roads and the turnpikes and the tolls, right? There's points where the road kind of splits a lot. And you're like, it doesn't tell you exactly which one to take. Oh, yeah. And you're like, you got to make a decision on your own a lot of times, and then it reroutes if you make the wrong decision. And, you know,
I think the first couple times that we went to Florida on the spring training trip, when we were returning when we're getting back to the airport and returning the rental car.
Yeah.
Remember how messed up it is there at the airport where it splits off and we weren't sure where we're supposed to go?
Yeah.
Until the last second.
At the Orlando airport, the rental car return, there is some tight quarters where you got to make some quick decisions. And I mean, quick.
Or you'll end up on the runway.
Or you'll end up going around the loop again is what happens.
Yeah.
And it's happened. I take great pride in knowing where I'm going. Okay. When I was a kid, whenever we went on family trips, I had that Rand McNally Road Atlas out. I was mapping everything out. we're gonna come up to this. You know, my
the trip tech going.
Yeah, I had it. I love that stuff. Now it's all done for you. We get in the car and like dad's in charge, and I'll get us from point A to point B in the most efficient way. It's obviously now super easy because you got Waze and you got Google Maps and you got everything that can do it for you. However, you're 100% right about this weird thing in Florida where I think there are like high occupancy lanes.
Yeah, that's another one that throws me off.
They don't really list them.
No.
And I'm driving along and I'm like, am I allowed to be over here? I am.
I just did that, Doug. Yes. Yeah. I was in the lane like, I don't know. Am I going to get charged like $75 for being in this lane?
And then
I don't want to be in this lane.
You end up on the tarmac at Fort Lauderdale International Airport with the DoorDash driver driving around. Crazy. All right. So Lions, do they have to get a contract done with this guy? We'll get to that today at 12:31 here on Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Thanks for being with us on a Tuesday in Detroit. Tigers last night, not their best game. Fell behind 11-0. Couldn't claw back in at Gator in the final two innings. Scratched out four runs. Didn't give up.
No.
Although you kind of give up when you put a position player into pitch.
Yeah, and normally it's... You bring in somebody that, hey, I've been working on my knuckleball, you know, and they just throw it in there. Or it's somebody can throw in like the 70s or something like that. Tomas Nito was throwing like 50 miles an hour.
So it's interesting because Dan Dickerson said on the radio broadcast, which I happened to be listening to at the time, he made the comment that the new thing to do is put the guy in that throws the slowest.
Yeah.
And that's what they did with Nito. And he threw 9 pitches and got 5 outs.
I'm here for you. I can throw slow.
But at any point there, like if the Tigers had crawled back into this game and next thing you know, you got to go get your closer ready. Or did we let Nito close it out?
Well, I think he's rolling. Throwing 9 pitches. He's gotten 5 outs and 7 of those are for strikes. Let him pitch.
Okay. So every time now, and I'm not quite sure where we are with Alex Anzalone in a contract and whether or not he's going to get another contract. Fred Warner, you know, understandably just signed a new deal that's going to pay him a $17 million base salary this coming season. We talked last week about Nick Bolton, who got a contract with only a $2 million base, but he got a $12.75 million bonus. So he's going to make $14.75 the first year. Derek Barnes has a salary with an $8 million base salary in year one, or I think it's $8 million in year one. I got to double check that, but it was a three-year, $24 million deal, right? And Anzalone's on the final year of a contract that's going to pay him $6 million. So weird deal here, right? Because it's a cap league. He signed a contract. If you sign a contract for a player that feels in the end like you're getting him cheap, the player was happy and signs the contract. And then as the team, in the end, you feel like you're getting him cheap. Wasn't that a win-win? The player signed a contract they were happy with, and you, in the end, are getting Alex Anzalone at what feels like, for the coming season, a bargain basement price. Because he's worth more than $6 million.
He's definitely worth more than $6 million, but when the Lions got him in 2021, he was not... It's not like he was a starter with New Orleans. He played, but he wasn't. I don't think he started many games. He had his high in tackles was his second year. He had 60 tackles in 16 games. 2 years later, he played 16 games in New Orleans. He had 41 tackles. His first year with the Lions, he played 14 games and had 78 tackles. Then he had 125 tackles. Then he had 129 tackles. And last year, he got hurt and had 63. So he's gotten way more playing time with the Detroit Lions, and he is. Without question, he's one of the leaders on this team, and specifically on defense. He's very good, and they got him an inexpensive contract. But when you're making $6 million a year, and guys around you are starting to sign contracts, and they're getting way more than that. He doesn't deserve Fred Warner money. But even on his own team, Derek Barnes got paid. You know, Derek Barnes got a three-year contract in the offseason for $24 million. That seems like it's just flat out wrong when you compare that to Alex Anzalone. Now Barnes is 5 years younger.
Yep.
But I mean, Derek Barnes' highest tackle total was 2023 at 81 tackles that season. I mean, that's nowhere near the production of Anzalone. Now, I think the Lions have done something interesting. When they drafted Jack Campbell, it's almost like that's the heir apparent to Alex Anzalone at some point. And they've got Malcolm Rodriguez, and he can play there as well. And we'll see where this all ends. But in the meantime, I feel it would behoove the Lions to give Alex Anzalone some more money.
So the Birchie Kid tweeted out last week. He wrote a story about it, and we talked about it last week. When Nick Bolton signed his contract, 3 years, $45 million, Bolton... The last 3 years, 346 tackles, Anzalone 321. Bolton, 21 TFLs, Anzalone, 21 TFLs. Bolton, 12 passes defended, Anzalone, 17 passes defended. Bolton, 5 sacks, Anzalone, 5.5 sacks. They're virtually the same player. Bolton's 25, Anzalone's 30. But I don't want them to do anything with Alex Anzalone's contract until they've kind of done everything they can to bolster their roster. And then if they've got an extra, you know, you can do avoidable years. You could sign them to a contract where you can say, all right, you're going to get a boost to $8.5 million this year. And it'll be a two-year contract. The second year is avoidable. But we'll do something that can pay him and reward him and keep him happy, because he should be happy here. He is a...
Yes. It's a big part of this team.
I mean, the dude came back with a broken arm in a cast to try and help them win that playoff game, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot to like about him, but there's also something to be said for a team that signed that. I mean, a player doesn't sign a contract, usually they're not happy with, right? And if the last year of the contract means he's kind of relatively cheap, the team signed a good contract, didn't they? He's not overpaid. If anything, he's underpaid.
Oh, he's way underpaid.
And that, I mean, I'm a Lions fan, and I love Alex Anzalone's dedication and what he's meant to this team, but I'm more a fan of the team doing everything they can to win the Super Bowl than take care of Alex Anzalone. So don't take up any money that could go to, I mean, let's just throw out an edge rusher, which is what everybody's thinking, because you re-signed Alex Anzalone when you had him under contract.
Well, the hard thing is to try to calculate how much cap space the Lions actually have.
Right.
It's very difficult to get a real firm grasp on that.
Yep.
And you're right. You need to make sure that you've got money. And it seems like they've got money still to spend. And I think you would want to keep Anzalone happy for the rest of this year.
I think so, too.
I don't know if he's how much more in the future the Lions planning on having him. Jack Campbell had a hell of a season last year with 131 tackles in his second year in the league, and you're expecting Jack Campbell to take more and more leadership role with this team, as he did when Anzalone got hurt. You know, he takes over with the green dot and all that. So do they have other guys? I mean, it seems like they've got other guys waiting to go here. You know, Barnes is going to play a lot. They've committed to Barnes.
Yep.
I don't know how much they value Malcolm Rodriguez or when they're going to start looking at other linebackers.
He feels like
drafts.
The perfect depth guy. Rodriguez, perfect depth guy. He has made plays for them. He's made some big plays for them. Didn't he have an interception in the NFC title game?
He's had big plays for sure.
Kang, am I right? Did Rodrigo have an interception in the NFC title game?
Yeah, he did.
So this is a deep room with younger players than Alex Anzalone. He's clearly the lead dog. It might be just a sit tight, but you don't want to overextend yourself where you're paying for somebody for what they were, not what they are or are going to be, right?
Correct. But he's only 30.
I know.
It's not like he's 35 and he's aging and he's doing this. And it's 30 years old for a guy who didn't start a ton for the first 5 years of his career. So it's almost like you're getting, this is like a 27-year-old linebacker with the mileage that's on him.
I don't know. I don't know if I go that far.
Come on, it sounds weird. it's like having a running back that doesn't get 200 carries a year and all of a sudden.
I hear you. He still is 30. He's at some point here, you're talking about a bit of a slowdown. This feels like something you'd say to an employee. Hey, look, if we have money, we'll take care of you because we value you so much, but not at the detriment of trying to add to this roster. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, if you're looking to upgrade your outdoor space, Builders FirstSource has you covered. They've got 4 Metro Detroit locations, and they specialize in top-quality composite decking. Brands that you trust, like Trex or TimberTech and AZEK. So whether you're a DIY enthusiast or you need a certified installer, their expert team will help you build the perfect deck that stands the test of time. Visit one of their locations today in Lapeer, Auburn Hills, Clinton Township, or Shelby Township, and discover why Builders FirstSource is your go-to for decking. Quality, service, and unbeatable value, that's the Builders First Source promise. Search buildersfirstsource.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Coming up, over-under predictions for every NFL team. We'll get to that in the 1 o'clock hour. Scott Anderson, we were having a talk in the office today, and I was romanticizing about a job, something I think I would love. And Kang said, I think this is literally the worst job for you.
Okay.
I kind of romanticize and dream about being a long-haul trucker. I want to get one of those 18-wheelers, and I want to drive stuff from Detroit to San Francisco, up to Seattle, over to Minneapolis, then bring a load back to Detroit.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You do not want to, because you would not spend all your time in a truck. You would drive yourself nuts, literally. You need to be out. You need to be doing something.
The open road, no, seeing the country.
That's not you. Seeing the country, sure, but it's seeing it on your terms, not while hauling payload from one town to the next.
I think I'd love it. I think I'd love it.
He would so hate it.
He would hate this.
He would hate it, Gator. He has. I don't even know like if this is a real thing. Are you trying to pull one over
here? This is a real thing. I seriously think I would love this job.
So there's a lot of reasons why I think this is literally the worst job for you. But number one that comes to mind is you're kind of a health guy, you know?
Yep.
And that's nothing wrong with that. This is like one of the worst jobs for your health that you can have.
I understand that you're sitting in a chair, basically, but there's limits on how much
you can... How do you feel about hemorrhoids?
I give them names.
I know. And how do you feel about Gary?
Gary hasn't made an appearance in a long time. But let me just back up. Long story short, kids at one point, I said something to my wife and the kid said, who's Gary? And I'm like, what? And that became the nickname for it. It's a family joke, too much information. Anyway, like-
Definitely TMI.
You can only drive so many hours a day. So I figured get to wherever I'm going and go get a workout in. Go explore. Check out the area I'm in. The problem is, I think, with the long haul trucker job.
You're on interstates the whole time. What are you gonna? I'm gonna take a 6 hour jaunt off after I've done driving this to go up to an area that I want to see.
Depending on if there's some variety. Like I don't want to do the same trip over and over.
Guess what truckers do?
New York to Camden. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Do truck stops look like CrossFit places to you or something?
No, but I don't have to stay at the truck stop. I can get off the highway. I'm allowed to park it somewhere other than
it Sheetz. Is that the place or is it Bucky's? Which is the one?
Bucky's and Sheetz. They're both out there. I think I'd love it.
So truck drivers have like some of the highest rates of obesity, heart disease, diabetes, sleep disorders, mental health issues.
Okay. Bring it on. I'm ready to take on and break the mold.
Change the trend.
Ready you don't to break talk to anybody. You have a terrible diet. I know you'll try your best to eat, you know, that drywall tart, whatever.
Isn't that up to me what I eat?
But no, but the problem is when you stop at these diners, it's not like there's, here you go, sir. Here's your kale salad with vinaigrette. Yeah, no, they got country fried steak there. All right.
Detach the cab and go out gallivanting in town?
Yes. I am. Because you can't drive like 16 hours. You're not allowed to do that, I don't think.
No, I think it's a you have to like take a break every 8 hours or something like that.
Yeah,
and
I'll
you
take
can only
a break
drive for a certain number of hours in a day and a certain number in a week.
I think I'd love it.
You know, also you can't reroute that easily in a semi. People are gonna be cutting you off like crazy. Yep. You're screwed in traffic. It's such a bad
idea. I'm not saying the job is easy. I'm just saying
it's not easy.
I'm not saying it's easy, but I think I'd like it. Kevin in Midland, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're all great. Right, Kev.
There you go, my man. Living a dream.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. I've been driving truck for 30 years, and trust me, I did over the road, and you're gone all the time. And at first, you're like, yeah, this is great. And you're thinking, I'm going to get to see this, this, and this. But you drive by it all the time. My wife finally had to tell me, you got to take a vacation so we can go to Disneyland, because you've driven by it so many times, you don't know what it's like.
So in your 30 years, are you doing the same route all the time?
No.
Okay.
No.
Variety?
I do. I've been all over the country. I mean, like, now I'm out of Midland, Michigan. I do local stuff in the state of Michigan. But like today, I started out in Midland. I went down to New Hudson, Michigan. Now I'm going back to Midland. I'll probably go up to Beaverton, then back down to Midland. And I do stuff like that now.
Okay.
But for my first 30 years, I was over the road. I was California. I was New York. I was Florida. I was in Texas. I was all over.
Okay. So what was the shelf life on enjoying this job?
I did it because I wanted to do it since I was a kid. I was 12 years old, and the gravel trains would go by, and I would do my arm thing and have them blow the horn.
You wanted to handle the big rig. You wanted to drive the big rig.
I wanted to drive the big rig since I was a kid.
Okay.
Okay, this is something I wanted to do since I was a kid. And, you know, now it's like, okay, and everything has changed. There's more rules and regulations than you would imagine.
I would imagine there's quite a few. But
And your 11 hours is your drive time. You've got 11 hours from when you start your clock, and everything is electronic now. So it's you start your day. Oh, like now we got a big backup here by Fenton. There's a big wreck. There's all sorts of police and fire, and it looks like a car rolled over.
Oh, that's bad.
It is bad.
Sorry,
and that's going to ruin your schedule, isn't it, Kev?
No. Well, it would normally, but it's on the other side.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, so again, what was the shelf life? How many years did you do this before it started to feel like, okay, this is
really work?
Yeah. Probably 20 years. After the first 20 years, it was like, okay. Then the last 10 of over the road, it was like,
all right.
And then I had gone 30 years.
Sounds good.
I didn't have an accident.
Oh, no.
And then I was in an ice storm coming up from out of Texas. I came to Oklahoma during an ice storm, and I got in a wreck. Mm-hmm. And it was basically nobody's fault. One guy stopped too fast. I went to stop. I slid into him. Guy slid into me. And once I went back on the road, I said, nope, I don't want to be gone all the time. I was tired of it.
All right. Well, hey, Kevin, thank you for
thanks,
all the
Kevin.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Here's the big difference. Kevin's always dreamed of it.
Okay, but see,
have you always dreamed of it?
I think I have. I think this goes back to being a kid.
You think you
driving
have?
The country, but my man got 20 years of enjoyment out of that job. I'm looking at my next career move. Truck driver.
This dude has always wanted to do it. Nothing else. This is what he wanted.
Okay.
This is not what you've always wanted to do.
It is
and
not.
And by the way,
but
are you looking to have the pet monkey right alongside you?
Okay.
BJ?
No. Let's go to Michael in Ann Arbor. You're next. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
You're forgetting one important thing, Doug.
What's that?
You got to drive across bridges.
Oh, great call.
I don't have a problem with bridges.
Yeah,
I have a problem with one bridge. One bridge. It's the Milwaukee Bridge.
Yeah, and that's when you're driving just an SUV. What if you've got an 18-wheeler?
Right, and there you go. But, Doug, you said, you know, Detroit, San Francisco, Seattle.
Yep.
You know, they got some pretty big, tall bridges on the West Coast.
Yeah.
You know this.
I have no issues with bridges. I have issues with the Milwaukee Bridge. It is very specific.
Do you know how to shift an 18-wheeler?
No, I'll learn.
Take the time to learn?
From an unnamed texter, Doug, you do not want to be a trucker. You don't get to see any of the good parts of the city, just the industrial BS. It sucks, trust me.
That's what I'm saying.
Tony in Oxford, worst job ever, Doug. You can drive so many hours. It's 12, and when you get where you're going, you can't go anywhere because you can't get that giant friggin' semi in anywhere, and you're pretty much stuck living in truck stops or hotels.
Yeah, and if they're monitoring how much the truck is driving, if that's all monitored, you can't take that thing out.
Uber. Chuck in his truck says, Doug, you're ridiculous.
Somebody else drive you. Yeah. Okay, that sounds like Doug.
Doug, you're ridiculous. Where are you going to eat? Truck stops don't fit your diet at all. Doug is a man who hates sitting in traffic. Being a truck driver is not the job for you. You can't take back roads detouring to keep moving.
Yep, there it is.
That's true. That would frustrate me. Jeff in Clarkston, Doug, you would love to be a trucker? Picture yourself completely out of shape with developed caffeine and nicotine addiction. I don't think so. I want to give it a shot. Let's go to Leon in Livonia. Hi, Leon.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Doug. Dougster.
Yeah.
Doug.
Yes.
You hear that, Doug?
Yeah, I do. There we go. Leon.
Doug, no, you don't want to be a truck driver.
I don't.
You're not going to Texas. You're not going to California to wherever. You're on a freeway watching a white line. That's what you're doing.
You get to see the country.
You don't know where you are until you get there. Whatever. You're watching the road. No.
So have you? You've
done it 30 years.
And have you done the long haul cross country trips?
I've done long haul. It lasted 2 years.
2 years. You liked it?
No, I didn't. I never liked it. The money's great. Or I'll put it like this: the money was great. They've deregulated trucking and overregulated truck drivers. Different story altogether, but no, you're not seeing anything. You can do your diet pretty good because trucks are equipped with refrigerators. You can go to Walmart, go shopping. But no, you're not detaching from a load because you'll get fired. You're not going to see the country. You're not having any downtime. Imagine you run out of clock and you're in some backwoods truck stop where you got to stay for 34 hours before you can move the truck again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are some challenges. I'm not saying it's easy, but do you romanticize a job that you want to try? You think it'd be fun? You think you'd enjoy?
You have to think about that.
All right, we'll see if you got one. I can fit a bike rack on the back of the truck. Take the bike. This could work.
Bike rack.
This could work for me. This could work for me.
Yeah, sure.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.